Hey, this is JP Nerman. You're listening to Culture Builders number 101, self-evaluation versus coach evaluation. So my parents, the cruel people that they were, they started to have me do the dishes at an early age of 10. And the joke in our family, the running joke, was that they would buy you a scrub brush and some rubber gloves for your birthday, you know, your 10th birthday. And the dishes became one of your weekly chores. Now, growing up, I was never really good at paying attention to the little details. In fact, I still struggle to notice a lot of little things that are obvious to many people. So when it came time for me to do the dishes, I wasn't initially very thorough in my job. And my father, who is a physics professor, is rather thorough in his work, as you can imagine, and in the work he expects of his students in the classroom. So he took it upon himself to instruct or to teach me how to do a great, thorough job. So after completing the dishes early on, having done a job that I would have labeled as pretty good, my father would come in and he'd inspect my work. But instead of pointing out some grease on a pan or a crumb on the counter or some other aspect of my work that really wasn't up to his standards, he would just kind of call me into the kitchen and he'd start by asking, how does it look? And I think the first time I actually responded with a pretty good, it looks pretty good. And my dad was quick to remind me that we were a family that didn't value pretty good. Pretty good wasn't our standard. But then my dad asked me to inspect various areas of the sink and let him know what I saw. And I might point out some crumbs or some grease or some food I left out. And without having to tell me, I'd immediately start to fix the situation. I'd immediately start to clean up after that stuff. And now I'd still get really annoyed with my dad. There's no doubt about that. But I think I was less annoyed than if he'd called me in and pointed out every issue. I felt less called out. And secondly, my dad taught me to self-evaluate rather than to rely on someone else to evaluate my work. And so I really learned to step back from my work. I learned to step back and inspect my work so that I didn't have to face the embarrassment or just the energy of having him to do that for me. And so I think this also taught me to take great pride in my work, you know, that the positive feelings of sitting back, of admiring and knowing that you did a great job, that you did the best job you could do. And so to this day, I take great pride in doing a fantastic job of doing the dishes and leaving the kitchen looking sparkling. I will say this, though, that my dad had to help me self-evaluate for many, many years, even into my later years as a teenager. And when I go home today and I do the dishes, he still does this very thing with me to this day. Now, the reason I tell you this story is because often as coaches, I think we do the evaluating. You know, we're stepping in and letting players know when they are doing just pretty good or they're doing a bad job. We are doing the evaluating, but we need to get the players to evaluate themselves and to evaluate each other. And there's for three big reasons that I've kind of alluded to there. The first is that they're going to feel less like you're calling them out because they are becoming self-aware rather than you making them aware. The second is you'll be teaching and equipping them to self-reflect and evaluate, to notice things themselves rather than to rely on others, to rely on the coaching staff. And the third thing is they will start to experience a level of pride of knowing that they've done a great job by reflecting back on it and say, you know what, I did my best job, rather than just you telling them they did a great job. And there's something to be said for knowing that you did a great job. So the next time a player has an unacceptable work ethic or, you know, attitude flare up or any behavior, lead with a question to get them to self-evaluate rather than to just jump in and evaluate and give them feedback. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Culture Builders number 101. Please share with any other coaches out there that you think might get something out of this one.